This is Jones and Keefe.
2-2, bases loaded, one run game. The pitch is swung on and popped up into right field. Frelick coming on, he's there to make the play, and the ball game is over. On this Memorial Day, the Red Sox frustrations continue. They leave them loaded in the bottom of the ninth inning. Only two runs across. Sox struggle again with runners in scoring position, and they once again waste a dominant Garrett Crochet start.
Jones and Keefe right now on WEEI.
You ready for Patriots training camp, Keith? I'm ready. Let's get to the Pats.
What do I got?
I think I'm kind of done with this baseball.
I think the Red Sox are ready for Pats camp. I'll tell you that much. Do they have a game soon? Can we please get the attention off of? So this is what's happened. Over the last few years, when the Red Sox have kind of scuffled or played 500 baseball, first of all, they didn't have the expectations of this team. But
no.
You did have long Celtics playoff runs or even Bruins occasionally, right? So we would be distracted. So we wouldn't even really dive in full go into the mess that the baseball team was until later on in the summer. But now it's like, all right, the Celtics have been done for a while. The Bruins have been done even longer than that. So we're watching these games against the Orioles and the Brewers and be like, what is wrong with you guys?
And who could possibly like what they're seeing with this team?
Can't do it.
You know, the weekend as it goes, they win a couple of games early against Baltimore.
They had to fight the rain, too. I mean, that was true. That was annoying as hell.
That is a good point.
Doubleheader tomorrow. Nope, doubleheader tomorrow.
No. Just tomorrow. Kidding. Tomorrow.
That was lame.
So they can't score any runs. They lose two straight to Baltimore. Then they lose on Memorial Day yesterday against Milwaukee.
Suck right now.
They do suck. Rob Ref Snyder, not wrong about that.
No, Ref Snyder's
voice
on
of the
it.
People there from Ref Snyder. But, you know, you have the Bregman injury mixed in there. You have the Meyer call-up, which should get people excited.
It's our guy.
You still have Roman Anthony rotting away in AAA.
Best minor leaguer in the business. Can't break through.
And you add it all up, and the team is just right where it's been just about all along. Two games below 500 and wildly frustrating. And that's now your 2025 Boston Red Sox.
Yeah, they don't do anything particularly great. And like all 500 teams in baseball, it's they'll go on a run where they hit a little bit and they can't pitch. Then they'll go on a run where they can pitch a little bit, but they can't hit. They'll go on a run where the starters are okay, but the bullpen isn't. And then that'll flip, and they just can't get anything going together. I think there's still plenty of blame to toss around on Alex Cora, right? Just sort of the way he's managed this whole thing. But then you have a lot of guys top to bottom in the lineup, with the exception of, really, Rafael Devers after the first series. Devers has been able to hit. Now, bad teammate, won't play first, won't do all that stuff, but he's hitting the cover off it, so he'll take it.
Won't play third, which he wanted to play initially.
Like, right.
He's
just a DH.
That's all. Don't even ask him.
But so, like, your best player is that, and even he, there's, like, a cloud around him. Alex Bregman was really good. Now he's hurt, so you're adding, like, another injury to it. And then a bunch of guys are having bad years. Then your rotation is Crochet, but you could question whether or not Cora is even putting him in the best spot to succeed. Also, the team's not scoring a lot of runs for him, so that's a tough combination. And then the other guys in the rotation have either gotten hurt or just aren't pitching up to expectation, or are guys that are so far down the depth chart that you're just not expecting a lot out of. So I guess you add all that up, two games under 500.
Let's just stick with the Crochet thing for a minute. Okay. Not that it's like a major nit to pick, but he throws 108 pitches yesterday.
Yeah.
They didn't use him on a day where they had nobody in the bullpen. They had a quick hook. And then he goes right back out and throws, was it a season high? It was close if it wasn't a season high.
No, 110's high, but so really close to the season high.
And, you know, he didn't get his last batter. They had to relieve him before he finished off the seventh inning. But he was right there up against a season high when just the start before, they're pulling him out in a tie game with nobody in the bullpen, which ultimately lost them the game to protect him long term. Like, the messaging is all over the place. Crochet, I think, is the face of that right now.
Yeah.
Never mind the Rafael Devers conundrum. And you have the Red Sox really struggling right now. So how concerned should we be about this baseball team? You can jump in. 617-779-7937. As Keith said, there's no Celtics playoff games to watch. There's no Bruins deep run in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Maybe you're watching Marchand. Maybe not. Patriots haven't fully started up yet. So we're all locked in on the Red Sox. And the team is frustrating. It might be.
Feels it.
It really very well could
be. It's a long season, guys. Buckle up.
So again, 617-779-7937. We'll get to all your thoughts there. You can interact Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. You can watch and chat. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a healthy chat going on there. and watch on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. Now, a lot of Red Sox on the show today.
Sure.
Not all Red Sox, though. We'll talk Patriots with Tommy Curran on a Tommy Tuesday at high noon. We have Tier Tuesday at 11:30. We're going to tear off some cookout foods.
Cookout foods. Hell yeah.
Imagine a lot of you were at some cookouts yesterday.
Yeah.
On Memorial Day, enjoying the day. So we'll do that. Plus a Kiefer Madness for you at 12:45. Oh, yeah. And even though the season isn't trending in a great direction, you'll still have an opportunity to see the Red Sox and Angels on June 3rd. Four opportunities to do that here on a Two for Tuesday on Jones and Keith.
It's America's oldest ballpark. Just enjoy the day. Hopefully you get a nice weather day. You know, don't worry about the product on the field.
Don't worry
just
about
the game. Just go have yourself a day. The tickets are free.
You go there.
Yeah. Have
you,
fun.
You sit in what should be some nice weather. We're getting nicer weather this week, thank God.
Uh-huh.
And so, yeah, just enjoy the ballpark.
Enjoy
good day,
your day and or night. I'm not sure which at the ballpark.
How concerned should we be? Because before anybody says it's early, we're almost to June. We're basically a third of the way done the year.
Our concern meter goes to 100, so I'd probably be like 79, right? I think it kind of has to be pretty significant because the lineup without Bregman, even the lineup with Bregman, kind of sucks.
Yeah.
It almost feels like it happened overnight. Like they post the lineup yesterday before the game, and I'm looking at it. I'm like, what the hell happened? And so, you know, Tristan Casas out for the year, right? And he sucked when he was there, but at least going into the year, the ideal lineup had him in it. And, you know, Craig Breslow's telling us he's going to have 40 bombs, 110 RBI. So he's out. You're like, all right, whatever. So then you really go to like a minor league first baseman. Now Alex Bregman's out, and you at least call up Marcelo Meyer. So I'm like, all right, I like that.
I do like that.
But I like the idea of Meyer in addition to Bregman, in place of Bregman.
It's ridiculous it took a Bregman injury to get Marcelo Meyer up to the big leagues when your team can't hit. Yep. You have opportunities to plug him into the lineup left and right.
So you look at this lineup, right? And Duran's kind of coming around a little bit. That was a guy that I was on, and we both said he can turn around. He was off his pace from a year ago on, you know, every category, you know, home runs, batting average, OPS, all of it. But he had the four hit game over the weekend. He had a couple hits yesterday. So you have Duran, Devers. All right, great. Two real baseball players. I like Carlos Narvaez as much as the next guy. You know me, I'm pitching for him to get on the All-Star team.
Is he third yesterday?
He's batting third.
Not even cleanup.
No, he's batting third.
Third.
Well, let's go!
So then Christian Campbell, who I know he's one of the big three prospects, he's like 0 for his last 100, and they're like, let's play him.
No, that's story.
Well, I'll get to him. Nick, I'll get to him.
The two of them.
Christian Campbell is like 0 for the world. They're moving him up and down the lineup. They're moving him from second base to the outfield. They're working him out
at
first
base. Make sure you practice at first base. He's doing to really screw him up.
So they're like trying to break him. They're like, I think we can break him. Like, I think you don't think we can break Christian Campbell? Of course we can. We're going to move him all around, put pressure on first base.
Let's ruin one of our top prospects about 2 months into the year.
You don't think we can? You don't think we can ruin Christian Campbell? Watch this. He's 0-for. The guy's confidence needs to be in the toilet. They're like, hit him clean up. Put him clean up. He'll think that's hilarious. So they put him clean up. He can't hit. Willy Abreu is cooled off since his hot start to the year. Trevor Story is the worst hitter in baseball. That's not hyperbole. That's not recency bias, Rich. That is the worst. He's the worst hitter in baseball.
Is that? Do you have a stat to back that up? Or that's,
yeah.
I was just going to say, I think so. Is there?
Well, eye test for one.
Eye test for sure. He's the worst. I'll go with you on it. I just didn't know if you had a metric there.
Well, they did have a bunch of different stats that were going around even before this weekend series, like where he ranks in OPS of like qualified guys and things like that. And it was in the toilet.
Not like, well.
He's so bad. He is an automatic out. His OPS is under 600. Now, again, OPS is on base plus slugging. Some guys slug 600.
Mm-hmm.
He is under 600 when you add the two of those statistics together. So on ESPN, they do like if you click on the player, it tells you where they rank in these categories.
Oh, great.
So he's tied for 142nd average at 222. For the OPS, all it says is 150 plus. They don't even give you the specific number.
After deep, 150, we don't even rank him anymore.
Deep. So he's useless. Like Trevor Story is beyond useless. And then I'm not going to pile on Abraham Toro and David Hamilton, because they shouldn't even be in the lineup, but those guys are also in your lineup. Plus Raffaello, who's really just a glove. He's a glove.
And yet, Roman Anthony can't get ticketed to the big
league. So Roman Anthony is the best prospect in all of baseball. Not just the Red Sox system. That would even still be a conversation. But the whole Major League Baseball, best prospect. And you're like, all right, well, what's keeping him in the minors? Oh, the team must be really good. The team must be really healthy. Like, what? Why is he not with the club?
They must not be playing David Hamilton and Abraham Toro and all these guys.
Wrong, 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 wrong. Christian Campbell were playing everywhere, including center field. So you can't stick Roman Anthony out in the outfield?
Nope. Not this
team. Atlanta.
Not this team. I wanted to play Bregman. We'll do that in a moment. But, Nick, let me – Rob Refsnyder
kind of nailed it.
Was so good after the game. Yep. It's not even funny. And we played you a little sample of it earlier. But what's wrong with the Red Sox? I think Rob Refsnyder summed it up pretty well.
Promise of kind of like a blueprint for what you guys need to be doing.
We still lost. I mean, I don't really care. I don't really care about promise. And I just, we lost. Yeah, it's frustrating. Tired of losing. Tired of losing close games. We just need to figure it out and win some games, bottom line.
Yeah, particularly, you know, when Garrett is throwing like that, you know, does that amplify the frustration?
Yeah, I mean, he's one of the best pitchers in the game. We feel like every time he goes on the mound, it's a great thing for us. Such a competitor. Everyone loves him. It's just disappointing that we can't come through for him. Yeah, we just got to figure it out. Like you said, there's some good at-bats here and there, and then, you know, but we're just not getting the job done. It's not for lack of effort or, you know, work ethic, game planning. It's just, you know, we're not doing it. We suck right now. We gotta just be better.
I don't even want to be around anymore.
What? I like how he's just like talking about Garrett. He's like, yeah, we just suck right now.
Is this like the blueprint? Yeah. Like, dude.
And by the way, and this is kind of
he's
my
exhausted.
Instinct, when I first heard these comments last night, I'm like, it's just Rob Refsnyder. Like, whatever. They're so good and they're so accurate. And it's an 11-year big leaguer.
So, oh, Refsnyder?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's 34 years old. And I don't know. He's a guy who's actually, I think, showing up and doing his job when asked. Like, he's one of the few guys actually. He's hitting 314.
By the way, he
981 OPS.
Yeah, he is slugging over 600. So his slugging is higher than Story's OPS.
So, like, he's one of the guys doing his job. Yeah. He's, you know, one of the veterans on the team, 10-plus years in the bigs, 34 years old. I just think that should carry some weight. And he's like, I'm tired of this crap. We suck. And not that he's offering many solutions there. I don't have many solutions for this team other than call up Meyer, which they did, call up Anthony, which they did, but it's offset by Bregman getting hurt.
Yeah.
Because I wanted them to do that, as you said, Keith, in addition to Bregman's bat. I wanted those bats in there with Bregman. And now Bregman's out for, it sounds like,
oh, my God.
9 or 10 weeks?
Yeesh.
So, like, the one guy.
And these timetables with the Red Sox is never one to work to look at.
No.
I would go longer.
And he's had a history with this. In 2021, he missed 10 weeks with a similar injury. He says it's the exact same thing. He's on the IL. He's out for the foreseeable future. He's one of the few reliable guys you've had. Devers with the bat has been red hot.
Yeah, right.
But Bregman's been hot from day one. He's out there in the field. It was a rough start to the beginning of the year, but he's out there in the field every day. And now you got to replace that on top of a team that's been terrible with him all year. So, yeah, it doesn't feel like a good spot for this baseball team to be in whatsoever.
No.
We suck right now.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of nailed it.
I don't even want to be around anymore.
Seriously. I get it. Yeah, Refsnyder, it would be a really useful player on, like, a good team. Like, a guy that comes in and hits lefties. Yeah. Like, in 07 when they got Bobby Kilty. Like a guy that
great reference.
Just crushes lefties.
Come on in and smack around some lefties,
and
Bobby
like,
Kilty. Yeah.
Actually, we kind of need you.
Yeah.
Every night, we're probably going to kind of lean on you a little bit. But and the injuries can't even be the full-on excuse, right? Because this team was sinking before the Bregman injury. It's like being like, well, the Celtics lost because of Tatum. It's like, nah, they were down 3-1.
They were losing to the Knicks with or without Tatum. This team sucks with or without Bregman.
Correct.
Yeah.
Like, Bregman was doing the best he could to make them look a little bit more legitimate. But even with Bregman for the whole season, they were .500. A couple games up, a couple games down. But they were scuffling. He just happened to be like one of the few bright spots. He looked like an all-star on a team that was bad. But now you remove him from the equation, and now it feels like at the beginning of the year, the idea of Campbell, Meyer, and Anthony seemed like, wow, you get to take the three of the best prospects in baseball, put him in on a team that's already good. They can hit 7, 8, 9 in the order for all we care because you're not going to have to rely on them. Now, not only do you need to rely on them, they basically need to save the season.
They can't even believe it.
Like, Meyer, so Campbell, whatever, he's been up here all year, and now he's scuffling. But, like, Meyer and Anthony, whenever the hell he gets here, need to save the season.
With Bregman out, they might be, like, 4-5-6 in your lineup. Might,
for sure.
Or 3-4-5.
They should be 3-4-5.
They should probably be 3-4-5 if Devers hitting 2, yeah.
The Blue Sox? No. The Red Sox. They need to be up here now, or this thing's going to slip away.
So what do they do? What do they do to replace Bregman? Like, what do they even do?
Well, Meyer.
Is that it?
Meyer's your third baseman right now, but they need to really consider kicking Trevor Story off the team. He stinks. He's such an automatic out, or at least or move him to second and be like, dude, you got to play second base. Campbell's going to play first, and Meyer can play his position at third. At short. What do you do at third? I know you're going to say Rafael Devers, but it ain't going
to
be him.
But shouldn't Devers want to do that? He never wanted to move in the first place. Like, shouldn't he be like...
No, now he's locked in at DH.
Shouldn't he be shoving people out of the way to go play third base? Shouldn't he be like, no, that's my spot. I want that back. I never wanted to move in the first place. Give me that spot.
He's not going to.
He didn't want to do first base, okay?
He had to learn a new position, Jones.
He didn't want to do first base, which I disagreed with, but okay, he doesn't want to embarrass himself is the excuse we got, and they told him he didn't want a glove.
But he embarrassed himself at third for years.
Okay, and I don't think he's a good third baseman. But he should still be volunteering to go out there and help the team
at
third base.
He's not gonna.
He should be shoving people out of the way.
No way.
He
should He's looking the other way. He's
like, he should be flying from Milwaukee to go meet with John Henry to be like, give me the job. I want the third base
Cora addressed the team? He's like, all right, guys, I got some bad news. Bregman is going to be out for a long time. And then Devers just like put a newspaper up over his face.
He's Homer Simpson his way out of the room.
All of a sudden, the big shrubbery.
Everybody's like kind of looking at him.
Does anybody know how to play third base? Anybody at all? Just a volunteer for third base.
Nope.
Where'd Rafael go?
Not me.
Rafael just left.
The guy's crying about playing third base in spring training.
He's DH now.
He left in a huff.
He does hitting.
He left in a huff from spring training. He's like, I'm out of here. I can't believe they won't let me play third base. Now third base is wide open. He's like, I'm good.
Nah, I'm a good DH now.
What a team.
He's an all-star DH.
What a baseball team.
They stink.
Text line's right. Isn't this the team you guys had winning the division?
Yes.
Wrong. I had them in the World Series.
I had them winning it.
Yeah, not far enough.
Not even close. No, I had them way better than this.
Yeah.
So what the hell's wrong with this team?
This is a mess.
You guys can jump in. 617-779-7937. What do you do with Rafael Devers? How do you replace Alex Bregman? What is wrong with this baseball team? It's a Tommy Tuesday. Tommy Curran at High Noon. It's a Tier Tuesday. Cookout Foods. At 11:30, plus the Key for Madness at 12:45. Oh, and by the way, fun baseball team. If you want tickets to go see them.
I bet you do.
On a 2 for Tuesday, Red Sox and Angels. You'll have your first opportunity here today on Jones and Keefe right after Trending with Billy Lane.